Good night of Shabbos to all. It's Parshas Vayigash, Tavshin, Ayin, Tes. Hope everybody had a wonderful Hanukkah. And wishing everybody a healthy and safe winter coming up. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the discussion between Yosef and his brothers after Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. The Torah tells us, Va'ata alte otzvu. Yosef says to the brothers, now do not be sad, because I was sold down to Egypt in order to provide sustenance and food for the entire family, for the entire Egypt, for the entire region. One looks at this and one cannot but marvel at the sentiment and the words that Yosef is using towards his brothers. If one thinks about it, it's a little bit absurd. Yosef tells his brothers, do not be upset, do not feel bad about what you did. There was a master plan. Chazal tell us that Yosef learned from Yaakov Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. By the time he had left, he knew the entire Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. We can imagine in our mind's eye that had Yosef been by his father for the 22 years that he was in Egypt, he would have known Shas, he would have known Bavli, Yerushalmi, Shulchan Aruch, Sefri Sefra, who knows what else. 22 years times 365 days is nothing to laugh at, nothing to sneeze at. And now Yosef comes and tells us, Va'ata al te'atsu. He tells the brothers, don't be upset. Don't feel bad, everything turned out for good. What's even more startling is that it's brought down, we say it on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, in the Kina and in the Piyut, that the reason why the Asara Haruge Machas were killed is because of the Mechiras Yosef, because Yosef was sold. So how does Yosef go and tell his brothers, Ve'ata al te'atzvu, don't be upset, don't feel bad, don't be disappointed, everything worked out. And perhaps we can answer with a simple idea, and that is that all of us understand that Kol Ma'adav Rachmana L'Tav Avid, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for the best. We can maybe conjure in our mind's eye what would have happened if Yosef would have not come down to Egypt. What would have happened if there would have been a famine everywhere and Yosef would not have been there in order to save Klal Yisrael, in order to save Mitzrayim. There would have been utter and total destruction. Therefore, Yosef was telling the brothers that yes, it is disappointing that I did not have the ability to learn with my father for the last 22 years. But if you were to try to envision what might have been had I not been here in Egypt, had I not been put in this situation, had I not been put in this imposition, then it's all possible that there would have been a terrible tragedy. Now, of course, a person is not supposed to go and do things that are wrong. A person shouldn't do an Aveira and then hope that later on down the road it's going to work out. But when an Aveira does happen, when a person does do something wrong, he has to take the opportunity to be able to look back and say, I hope I learned from it. The Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, says on the Pasuk in Devarim, L'shesayev adomi ki achichahu. The Pasuk tells us that you are not supposed to reject an Adomi. Adomi comes from Esav, Edom. Why you're not supposed to reject them? Why you're not supposed to revile them? Ki achichahu, because he is your brother. Says the Beis Yisrael, L'shesayev adomi, adomi, red, is always a symbol of sin. White is a symbol of mitzvah, purity. Red is a symbol of impurity, of avera. So b'derech melitza, in a symbolic way, the Beis Yisrael says, L'shesayev adomi, a person should not reject an avera ki achichahu, because he is your brother. Because he is somebody to learn from. He is somebody that you can, it is something that you can build on. It is something that you can take and make it into a positive. And that's what Yosef was telling the brothers. Yes, I lost the opportunities. Yes, maybe down the road, maybe Akiva will suffer for this. But in the grand scheme of things, we don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he does. The small blick, the small thing, the small scenes that we can see right now, said Yosef to his brothers, is that we see that without my being here in Egypt, there would have been utter and total destruction and chaos. And therefore, v'ata, now, alte atzvu. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and an easy fast this week.